USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Pioneering TV journalist Barbara Walters has died. Her family saying that she passed away peacefully in her home, surrounded by loved ones. Walters, whose interviewing skills made her one of the most prominent figures in broadcasting, was a trailblazer, not only for female journalists, but for all women.
She appeared as host of several television programs, including the Today Show, The View, 2020. Her career began in TV news publicity in New York City before Walters moved on to be a writer and producer at NBC's The Today Show in 1961. In 1976, she became the first female co-anchor of a network evening news program on the ABC Evening News. She retired in 2014. Walters was 93 years old when she died. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Police have released more information about the suspect that was arrested yesterday in connection to the murders of four University of Idaho students. Brian Christopher Koberger, 28, is reportedly a PhD student at the Department of Criminal Justice and Criminology at Washington State University. No motive for the killings has been given.
That is sealed until Mr. Koberger is physically back in Latah County and has been served with the Idaho arrest warrant.
A measles outbreak in Central Ohio has infected 82 patients under the age of 18, with nearly 40% of those children needing to be hospitalized. The majority of cases were in babies younger than 1 to 5-year-olds who had not yet been vaccinated. Measles can have severe complications in young children, such as pneumonia and encephalitis. After parting ways with Manchester United last month, soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo has found a sweet deal elsewhere. He signed with Saudi Arabian club Al Nassr. The deal covers the next 2.5 seasons, and Ronaldo will make $75 million a year. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Heavy rain and flooding threats stretch across Central and Southern California heading into the weekend, with as much as 10 inches of rainfall possible in some mountainous areas and foothills. Meteorologist Scott Rowe with the National Weather Service office in Sacramento, California.
It's been a while since many people have seen periods of rain that have lasted this long, so let folks be mindful of any sort of dangers that may come with that water.
People living in low-lying areas being urged to monitor creeks and streams. Forecasters expect the rain to be finished by New Year's Day, but say more is possible in the next week. Gas prices are going up as the year winds down. AAA reports the national average price for regular is up another 2 cents today to $3.17 a gallon. This is the third straight day of higher prices, and the national average is up 8 cents over the past week. Prices are going up even where they're lowest. The statewide average in low-price leader Georgia's $2.74 a gallon, 2 cents higher than Thursday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing that the House will raise its staff salary cap. The new maximum salary for House employees will be $212,100. The change comes 7 months after the cap was raised to nearly $204,000 in May. Pelosi also introduced a minimum $45,000 salary for House staffers this year, the first time Congress has instituted a salary floor for employees. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.